Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of The Pause Button, the only furry gaming podcast recorded completely in the nude. This is episode 5. What's our topic today?
Topic is mana, energy.
That is right. We proposed it last.
Mana, energy, magic.
Yep. We spoke about this last week.
Mana, energy, magic bars.
That's what it was. Specifically. It was other bars. I think that's what I call that.
Yeah.
Energy bars.
Yeah, energy bars makes it more universal.
I am your host, Alabaster, alongside our friend.
I am your host, Laces.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you trying to topple me, but I said it first, so you can't undo that. What's up? What's been happening these past few weeks of silence for us?
Well, I platinumed Rayman Origins.
I'm very impressed by that.
Yes.
Because I was going for it.
Exactly. You're impressed that I was able to do it faster than you.
I started before you. I was going for it, and actually, I've still been playing it recently, and I'm stuck on a couple of difficult levels.
Oh, yeah. They can be killer.
Yep.
Especially the last level that's the bonus level.
Oh, yeah?
The last level, bonus level. Oh, my God. Most difficult level ever, and I actually got through it, and I was so proud of myself. Without any help from any guides,
Thing. I wouldn't want to do that.
The only thing I needed help with was the swipe kick. And I was like,
yeah, I don't know what the hell that is.
I was like, what was that?
Is that a thing?
All it is. It's super simple. All you do is you hold down and do your attack.
Okay.
So it does like a swipe kick on the ground.
Okay.
And then jump in the air and kick him.
Oh.
Because it's like a swipe kick on the ground and then kung fu kick in the air.
See, when it said swipe kick, I thought you meant you have to touch the screen.
Yeah, and I was doing that constantly as well. And then I looked it up because I was fed up.
Okay, we'll have time to talk about games and stuff.
Yes.
But aside from games, what have you been up to?
Personal things that are not very
That's true.
Fun.
We've both had our own personal things that have gotten in the way of recording, which is why we have not recorded in the past
2 weeks.
Two or three weeks.
No, 2 weeks.
I got an interesting thing that happened. I was at work yesterday, and we had a fire alarm. A fire alarm at work. We had to get everyone out. We had to evacuate everybody.
How long did that take?
Awesome. Getting everyone out?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 10 minutes. They're really slow. Like, you know, there's this big alarm just
out?
Going on and on. And now we stayed outside for 15 minutes or something.
Well, at least you got 30 minutes paid to do nothing and stand around and talk and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I love fire alarms.
Especially, my work fire alarm was the best.
Why?
Because we have 6 floors to evacuate.
Okay.
So we're all going down the stairs and it's super slow.
It You're knocking, like knocking everyone out of the way. Out of my way.
No. It takes like, well, it was a fire drill. It was scheduled.
Oh,
But it took like 15 minutes to get everyone out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 6 floors of people and like about 500 people per floor. So
damn,
that's pretty good.
No.
Anyways, we get down. We're all in the streets and we're just standing there for 20 minutes straight. And then they're like, okay, now it's time to go back into the building. But best thing is, floor 1, 2, 3, like it went in that order. So I'm on the 6th floor.
Awesome.
It was, I had an hour of just standing around. And by the time it was over, it was my lunch break. So I just didn't go back to work. I just went on my lunch break for an hour. So I had 2-hour lunch break, essentially.
That's amazing. Although I don't think that beats like high school fire alarms.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
You know, it's just the best. I've realized that we do not have our laptop in front of us anymore. For anyone listening, my laptop turned into a brick sometime like a month ago. So we're connected to the upstairs computer by a very, very long wire. So we have no way of telling how long we've been going on now. But okay, it's 8:11. It's 8:12.
I'm going to start timing us.
Yeah, because we got to get our segments straight. We got to get our shit
there's
straight.
There's this timer right on my watch.
Yep. Today's episode is off the rails. That's how I would describe it. We have no script. Well, I mean, we never had much of a script. But I like to keep things in order, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're just going to go crazy and stuff
Yeah.
today.
I went on my desktop to see
Furry's gone wild.
Furry's gone wild. So basically like every other episode of a furry podcast. Gone wild, eh? That's a good pun right there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice. I made one.
Yep. I looked on the desktop to see if I had any like old scripts that I written up at some point, you know, just so I could print it out and yeah. sort of copy like half of it. And nope.
All of
like,
them were all on your laptop.
Yep. And like all I saw was just old school projects.
Let's put the English essay in here.
That'd be amazing. Actually, the first one.
So today I'm going to convince you of how a spoon is better than a fork.
I would write an essay on that.
That would be that's way more interesting than a hell of a lot of the other essays they ask of you.
You know, I wrote an essay for fun once. Yeah. Take a guess what it's about. What would I write an essay for fun about?
Why rock music is good?
You're very close. You're very, very close.
I was trying really hard.
My fun essay was why finger picking on a bass is better than picking. You know what I mean?
There's two ways to play. Like people playing play with a pick and with a playing pick. With your fingers as the picks.
Yeah. And my argument was finger picking is so much better for several reasons.
Well, yeah, you have like the intricacies in
yeah
intricity. I don't really they each know have how to their, say that anymore.
They each have their advantages, but I'm a finger picking guy.
Yep.
So yeah, let's move on to some sort of segment that we that comes after this. What's segment again?
What's after?
It's the topic of the week.
Well, no, wait, we didn't talk much about stuff.
All right, guys. Biggest news ever. What came out?
Spelunky! Finally came out.
I'm so happy.
We've been playing it. I got farther than him at first.
What?
And now he got farther than me. Yeah, you remember I was like, what level are you at? And then you're like, the farthest I reached was level 3. And I'm like, I reached level 7.
Stage 3?
Stage.
Okay, whatever.
No. We were talking about like out of the 25 that there are total, technically.
There are 25?
Technically, yeah.
Oh. Wait a second. Anyways.
Yeah, out of the 25, you were at 3 and I was at 7 and I was like, oh yeah. And now you're like way past me.
Well, I've been working pretty hard at that game. You know, I'm playing it on the bus. I'm playing it in bed. I'm playing it everywhere, man. I'm serious.
Playing it while asleep.
I think it's harder on the Vita. I mean, not just the Vita. I think this version, you know, the PSN Xbox Live version / Steam version is harder than the original game on PC. Just in certain like little ways, you know, there's these slight differences that make it harder.
But there's also a lot of added stuff, I assume.
New enemies too. They just added to it and made it harder. So like, whereas I was able to beat the game on the PC version, like I haven't even gotten to the last boss on the PSN one.
Yeah.
That's also due to the fact that I'm out of practice.
But also, we played ad hoc. So
yeah, we played together, cooperatively.
Three games.
Yep.
3 games total. And
it was in my opinion, of fun.
We've reached much farther than I've ever gotten.
Yeah. That's true, huh? But yeah, it is a lot of fun. If anyone out there has the Vita and so nobody, if anyone has the Vita and they have a friend who might have that game as well, you really want to play that game with a friend. It's a lot of fun.
And then you're sitting there going, well, okay, you go over there and you take the golem while, because there's no spoilers in this game, really.
What's the golem?
Like the gold golem.
The statue. The statue.
There's not really any spoilers in this game, eh?
Well, we'll talk about that, but what were you saying?
Well, there is a quick tip that I could get. Like, I mean, when you're playing two players, you can say, oh, you go grab the gold statue, or you go grab the skull statue, or this and that, or whatever.
And then I'll go this
and
way.
I'll go wait at the entrance so that just in case something happens, I can just quickly get us out of here.
Yeah, and that's an advantage, actually, of playing on the handhelds, is that we have two different screens, so we can go different directions.
Yep, no split screen.
But if you're playing, I tried it on the PS3, and you're confined to the same screen. It's not split screen.
Oh, it's not split screen?
You're stuck on the same screen all the time.
Oh, that would suck.
Mm-hmm. It's like that old X-Men game I used to play. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Spelunky is one of those games. It's incredibly challenging, right?
Yeah.
Like, just very, very hard. But one of my favorite things is, like, discovering how things work in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, figuring out how to beat enemies and stuff. So, like, you're right. There are no spoilers. But I would sort of be upset if someone tried to tell me how things work before I figured them out myself.
Well, like, that's something we wouldn't really do.
You were trying to tell me, like, oh, there's this secret area. And you get here by doing this. And I was like, no, I don't want to hear it.
But until you told me you didn't want to hear it, I didn't know that you wouldn't want to hear it because...
That's how I
wasn't sure if you wanted to go to the extent of what I heard.
I don't like to hear a thing about games, you know. I love figuring stuff out.
Fair enough.
Something I was gonna say about Spelunky though. I totally forget. But anyway, that game is a lot of fun. It might be a little pricey for $15. What do you think?
No, I think that's pretty fair.
Well, okay.
Gameplay, like,
in terms of what you get out of it,
in terms of how much you play,
yeah, that's true. $15 is totally reasonable.
I mean, I've played hours on it so far.
However, I don't know, just like looking at a game, it looks so simplistic and stuff.
As well,
I can imagine why someone would not want to spend $15 on it.
Then again, it's kind of an indie game, so
exactly, yeah, that too. And it's an indie game, you know, you'd think $5 to $10, that's an easy buy. $15. You gotta think about that. You gotta hesitate.
There are things like Hotline Miami. That was $10, wasn't it?
Crap, I totally forgot.
Or was that 14? I think that was 14.
I don't remember.
I don't know. But Terraria is $14.99 on PS3.
Yeah.
And I know that another good news, what? Terraria is coming out on PS Vita soon, and I'm buying that immediately.
Nice.
And I would love it if you bought it because...
Can we play that together?
Huh? Yeah.
We can?
Up to 8 players.
Oh, man.
Online.
Now that sort of makes me want to buy it.
And on top of that, it has saved games. So it's not like it's Spelunky is fun.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different game. It's the world is randomly generated in Terraria, but it's saved.
It's more Minecraft. Like you got one save file that you're always
except
hacking
away. Except there's XP.
Okay.
Well, there's not XP. You pick up certain amount of things, and then it gives you, like, mana. You can get mana and make spells and stuff.
Okay. I didn't want to say that they're the same game, but it's like Minecraft in that sense.
Yeah.
Where you have the one save file. I'm sure you could go on forever, but the difference is between
and
the two
boss
games.
Fights.
There you go. Minecraft has a boss fight. One, I think. There's a final boss.
There's an ender boss.
Yeah.
Dragon, something like that. That's not really a boss fight.
Yeah. I was gonna say though. Well, what happened recently, you folks? How long have we been doing this?
We've been doing this for 9 minutes.
Oh, we're fine. Well, more like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What happened recently was Gamescom, right?
Yes.
There's a big event held in
Germany.
Germany. That's what I was gonna say. And they show off a bunch of games, right?
Yep.
And actually,
I think it's bigger than E3.
I get, like, technically.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, E3 is huge because of the commercial value.
Yeah, I think it's more, like, important.
But Gamescom is bigger in terms of amount of people that go.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, I mean, it is in Europe. And mm-hmm. There's a hell of a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. So that happened. And I think I watched the whole Sony conference live.
Okay.
And they revealed they're getting Minecraft finally.
Yep.
I think it's coming out on PS3 and if I'm not mistaken on Vita as well, which might just
Vita,
consume
they didn't
my
say,
entire life.
They didn't say about it on Vita, but
no?
It's probably going to come out afterwards.
Well, it came out on like iPhone, right?
No. There's a Pocket Edition which doesn't actually have a save. Well, it has a saved world, but it's not. There's no monsters in it.
Oh.
There's no
is it, it's like the demo? The old demo
it's like,
on the web browser that you
it's
could
like
play
the creative version. Yeah. Ugh. It's like creative and no enemies.
Never mind. Well, I feel like it'd be more legit if it was on the Vita, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because it has better hardware and everything.
Mm-hmm. Or remember the Sony Xperia Play? Ugh. That little like handheld that they had that was basically a phone
Ugh.
With buttons on it?
Ugh.
That had Minecraft.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like a big deal, I'm pretty sure. But again, it was, I'm sure it was another one of those like very gimped versions of Minecraft.
Most probably. I know that there was a an announcement of an N++.
Yes, that old game.
You know it?
It's an old platforming game. I played it. It was a web browser game a long time ago.
Yeah, and I had bought it on my PSP when it came out on the PSP, the N+.
N plus. So I played it when it was just called N.
Yep. And then I played it when it was N++ because it had when it was N+ because it was the same thing as the online free game, but it had more levels.
Hmm.
So and it was portable.
Another very challenging platformer game.
Yes, and I can't wait for them to come out with N++ because they're supposedly going to up the graphics. It's only going to be on. It's going to debut on PS3.
Now here's the thing, right? Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Okay, it's going to debut on PS3. And they're saying that they're working on a Vita version, but it won't come out at the same time at all.
Okay. What I was going to say is with the whole, you know, PS3 and like they're showing off all these indie games and stuff.
Yeah.
I think with like a lot of these games, they're saying it's having its console debut on PS4 or PS3 or whatever. What that means is it's also going to be on PC, you know, maybe even before it comes out on consoles.
If they say
or it's already on PC or it's coming out, what they mean is that it'll be on PS4 or whatever before it gets onto Xbox Live.
Yeah.
But it probably would end up on Xbox Live anyways.
But actually, maybe. What they're saying is that it's going to be PS3 first, not PC. Because
for that game?
Because for every game, pretty much. Because
really?
If it was on PC already, yeah. Then Xbox would automatically have the rights already to put it on Xbox Live.
I don't know about
because
that.
Because it's Microsoft.
I don't know about that. I'm not gonna.
Or right, that's what little I'm details. Thinking. Then that's yeah, what I'm thinking of.
I've got no.
But either
idea.
Way, PS3 having it first is pretty nice. Miami Hotline 2 is gonna come out on PS.
Miami Hotline.
Hotline Miami. Yes. Sorry. I get those two mixed up sometimes. Hotline Miami 2 is gonna come out on PS Vita, and I can't wait.
Yeah,
that was a great game.
Hotline Miami 2. I don't know if I'd be interested in a second one.
Well, the story will change. There'll probably be a lot more weapons. There'll probably be a lot. There's probably going to be better, like not better, but different mechanics. More mechanics.
I just liked how it was unique and stuff, but I don't know if I'd want to go through that again.
Well, that's because you're trying to platinum it.
That's true. I did play the shit out of it.
I'm just playing it for the game itself.
That tends to happen when you platinum a game. You're like, you know, I'm going to skip on the next one. I already played this one for too many hours.
Actually, I platinumed Rayman Origins, and I'm now working on Rayman Legends.
Working on? Like you're going towards the platinum?
I'm going towards platinum. Every level, I cannot leave it only partially completed. I have to complete it all. All
right. Folks, for anyone who's confused, platinuming a game means to 100% complete it with the trophies that you get. It's like getting
the PlayStation version of achievements.
In the PlayStation. It's like getting 100% achievements in a game, right?
Yep.
Only if you got an achievement for getting all the achievements in a game.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, the platinum trophy is essentially the achievement for getting all the other achievements.
There you go. I bet you no one even needed that explanation.
Probably because, I mean, well, everyone probably knows about trophies and everything already.
Yeah. I think we should move on to our topic of the
should
week.
We? What time? How much? 15 minutes?
We're
20 minutes?
We're 20 minutes in. I think we should have started before. That's okay, though.
I don't know. There's one more game I want to mention.
Just mention it real quick and then we'll move on.
At Gamescom, they introduced Murasaki Baby, and that looks really cool.
That's true. It does look cool. Okay, so our topic this week is other bars, energy bars, this bars, that
energy
bars, any sort of bars.
Yep.
So we're going off the rails. I have no notes whatsoever. So let's just think of stuff, games
going
that use
off
them.
The... No, that was a bad pun. I'm not going to use
okay,
that.
Let's not use it. Let's just move on.
Okay,
I'll start.
Good.
I played Ninja Gaiden recently. And there was a whole level that was a bar. That was a bad pun. Let's move on. It was a bar. It was actually a bar level. Like the drinky bar.
That's, I know.
I'll stop. I'm just digging myself a bigger hole.
So
bad, I know.
I didn't even think of anything.
Okay, let's go to our default. The Last of Us.
Yes.
It didn't have any of those.
It didn't have any, so we can't even say anything.
Actually, I did have a little tiny thing to say. I believe, did you play that game online? You did, a bit, with me, right?
Yes.
I really can't remember. But you know the listen mode?
Yeah.
Your listen mode is limited in the online version.
To like 3 or 4 seconds.
Yes. And I believe there is a bar on when you're playing multiplayer that tells you how much listen mode you have left.
Yep. It's a...
Or is it's another circle around your health?
It's like a quarter circle.
Around. There you go. We found a way to work with The Last of Us into this.
Yep.
Yes.
Somehow.
Next
topic will be harder.
No, I got a good one. I got a good one.
What?
I don't know. Do you know, were you going to say something?
No, not yet. I'm still thinking.
Okay, on the topic of energy bars and whatnot, World of Warcraft.
Huh? I haven't played, so I wouldn't know, so continue.
I'll describe it to you.
Yes.
And this is coming from someone who hasn't played it in years, so I might be a little rusty. I'm sure like they patched it, so everything I'm about to say is totally wrong. You had certain characters that had mana, such as the Hunter. I'm really trying here. I have no idea. The Hunter, I believe, had mana.
You can just say characters had mana.
Some characters had mana. I'm trying to give examples.
Okay. Well, Sorceress, probably.
And that's... Sorceress is not even a class in that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mage, white... I don't fucking
mage.
Know.
Mage, I'm sure, has mana. And that's just the regular stuff, you know. It comes back very, very slowly.
Yeah.
You use it, it goes down. You have a whole bunch. I'm trying to describe it here. Then you have characters like the Warrior. I think it's called the Warrior. And the Warrior has Rage. That's his bar, instead of mana.
And that's something... He has the PS3 game called Rage.
Yes, exactly. He's really angry because he's sort of disappointed with
it. PS3, Xbox, and PC game.
Yes. And that is like, you sort of attack. Well, you do attack. You don't sort of attack. You use your special move. And... No. Rage is an interesting one. Rage, you built it up by attacking things.
Yeah.
You would attack shit, and it would build up, and then you'd spend it. That's it. And I think if you stopped attacking, it would go back down. And then there was another one, and this one was a yellow bar, and I can't remember what it was called. Man, what was it called? Anyway, it was something yellow, and this one, like regenerated really, really quickly.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you ever play WoW?
No. But I found another game. I have another game that I don't know how we didn't think of this immediately, but it... Energy Bar. Really what? Infamous.
Oh, yes.
The infamous is a brilliant Energy one. Bar. Because... It's like the main focus of the entire, like, you have to pay attention to your energy bar constantly because at the same time, it's your health bar, well, kind of.
No.
Sometimes. Because, I mean, to replenish your energy, to replenish your energy, you have to absorb electricity.
Yeah.
But absorbing electricity also heals you.
Yeah, that's true.
So it technically is integrated into your health bar. Well, you don't have a health bar, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, that's true. Infamous is a really spectacular, like, idea in that game because I love that. There's basically electric stuff all around you. And if ever you needed health or you needed to, bring back your electricity.
Yeah.
You would go and drain, whatever that thing was, like a lamplight or something. You'd drain the electricity from it and then it would dim out. And
the TVs really were cool. The way they just like,
well, what did the TVs do?
They just slowly dimmed out too, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was just very like cool.
Everything just dimmed out.
You know, I played the second game and I actually had an issue where I found that there wasn't enough electricity scattered throughout the world.
Yeah.
Like in the first game, I was like, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, this is brilliant, but it would really suck if they didn't, you know, have these boxes everywhere that I could drain and stuff. But in the second game, I sometimes was like, you know, it was better in the first game.
I think they were just trying to make it a little more difficult.
Maybe. Now, and also, like, if you, what would you call it? You know, when you're on a rail and you, like, ride the rail.
Yeah.
Or the power lines and stuff.
Yeah, it would regenerate your...
Yep, in the first game, it would regenerate your energy while you were riding the power line. And in the second game, that's not even an option.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I understand. That's sort of something I took advantage of when I was playing the first game. Speaking of Infamous, though, the next game, Infamous Second Son, which is coming out on PS4.
Yep.
Look at us just talking about PlayStation games.
Well, that's what we are, so...
Yeah. I'd imagine that...
The most I could say is, Pokemon Y is coming out in a month, so that's what true. I'm going to get. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
There you go. And Titanfall looks really interesting. There you go. We're not fanboys. But yeah, Infamous Second Son is coming out soon. And this... Spoiler alert. This hero has smoke powers. Right?
That's part of his power, yes.
Okay, actual spoiler alert, you're not telling me anymore.
I don't Well, I already told you.
Yeah, well, I sort of wiped it from my mind as soon as you told me. I'm not even kidding. I don't want to think about it.
Okay, well, he has smoke powers as his pretty much base power, and then he has like awesome. That's it.
Good, just leave it at that. Anyways, he has smoke powers, and people are sort of wondering like how he's going to be drawing smoke out of the world, if that's how it's going to work.
Well, from cars I've seen so far.
Really? Does he do that?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, or like, I don't know, he'd stand on top of a chimney or something. But how many places in the world have smoke coming out of them?
See, that's...
Okay.
I can't continue.
You're giving me this face like you want to tell me something that I don't
really
want to
say it, but like, I'm not going to say it, but let's just say it's a really fucking cool power. Okay. And I'm super happy about it.
This is why I don't talk about upcoming games with you. I prefer to talk about games that I've already played and already finished.
Well, I'm not saying much about it.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't like to hear things. I'm sure that's very interesting for the podcast.
I can't wait for Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs, yeah.
I'm getting it on my PS4 that I pre-ordered, which you probably really want to pre-order.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I actually think I'm gonna wait it out a bit. You know, play some PS3 games while the PS4 is out.
And you see, now, I'm sorry to any Xbox users out there, but I really have to say this one thing that really kind of makes me laugh at Microsoft.
All right, go off on your thing. I'm gonna think of another game.
Their release date for the Xbox One is a week after the PS4.
Oh, yeah?
In North America. Well, I mean, it's worldwide for them. So it's technically a week after the PS4 North America release.
Okay.
But a week before the worldwide release.
Okay.
But, I mean, the fact that in North America, where most of their sales are, there's going to be anyone who pre-ordered an Xbox and only an Xbox will be super kind of a little annoyed at the fact that they have to wait an entire week more than the PS4 players.
Are you actually using that as a fault for the Xbox?
No, I'm saying that they were kind of... They should have tried to make it like the exact same time as the PS4 coming out.
In that train of thought, did you at any point think of the PS3
coming out
a whole year after the Xbox?
I know. I fault the PS3 for that. I'm saying that was kind of dumb. Sucked. But, I mean... There's other reasons.
Yeah, but, well, there's stuff.
But I mean, that I was saying was just the icing on the cake.
I'm going to touch on this real quick, but I don't want to dwell on it. I mean, my reason that I'll be sticking with Sony, you know, the next generation is not necessarily because of the games that I see or like, you know, what they've said or whatever.
Because
it's because I want to keep my trophies. Yep. You got me.
I knew it.
Wow, I have so many platinums. What am I going to do with all of them?
Just throw them away for an Xbox.
No. No, but really, it's because I had a PS3 and I'm just so happy with it. You know, I feel like they gave us such good entertainment throughout the whole life cycle of the PS3. And I trust them to keep providing after the PS4 comes out.
Yeah, and then also stating the facts. I mean, I've had so many people who have both consoles, and they're saying their Xbox they've had to replace at least two or three times.
Well, I replaced my PS3 once.
Once? Yeah. Why?
It died. I got the yellow light. Ah. We've been over this before.
Okay.
Well, I possibly know. Even on the show.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
Freaking Little Big Planet 2. You'd think that that game would break your PS3.
How did you resolve that? Like, did you buy an entirely new one?
I tore it apart. I tore it apart with my bare hands to get to the disc inside. Because I wanted my Little Big Planet back. I mean, I didn't do it in anger or anything.
You couldn't freaking, like, call Sony and be like, hey, could you fix this? No, and then give me a brand new one?
If I had any warranty, it was long past.
Ah, well, they might have done something. I don't know.
Energy bars.
The energy bars, yes.
I've sort of been thinking about it this whole time, and I got nothing.
Well, then why did you bring the attention back to that?
I don't know. I don't know, man. See, this is why I take notes before we start.
Well, let's think.
Hold on, we're going to take a little break.
Pew!
And we're back. I'm sorry, we had to go for a second just to make sure that the computer was still running. As I explained, it is a whole floor away from where we're recording.
Uh-huh.
We also took the time to look at our games that we've played in the past to try and remind ourselves.
I looked at my trophies, my trophy list, so I could be like, oh, that's a game. So
And yeah, we did this to sort of refresh our minds of games that might have interesting ways of doing energy bars and other bars and whatnot.
Do you want to go first? Or
I do want to go first because okay. I have such a good one. Just make sure you remember what you got, right?
I will.
I propose Metal Gear Solid 4. You ever play that?
Nope.
That game? Well,
or maybe. I don't know.
But there was something in this game that wasn't in any of the other games, and this was a stress meter. This is something like, I'd love it if someone could tell me, but I don't think this has been in any other game that I've played, at least. A stress meter. And basically, like, the more you're, you know, shooting at enemies, or if there's, like, a war happening around you and stuff, your stress slowly goes up. And I think
Because you're old.
Yeah, because he's old. Yeah, exactly. No.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's why it's in that game and not in the other ones. He's old, so he's stressed.
Sorry, I just snapped my fingers because I just thought of something great that's along the lines of the same thing. So Go on.
Yeah, he's stressed out, and sometimes, you know, you just take a little smoke break to bring your stress down. And of course, that also brings your health down a little bit. So, and there, you know, there are certain things that you could use. In the original games, you had
Could you smoke yourself to death?
I don't think you could, no. You can get very, very close.
That would be so cool if he's just like mid-smoke and then just dies.
Very realistic, yes. He never even changes his cigarette. He just smokes one and then he's dead. The whole game's a PSA.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, that's the game over screen. But in the original games, there were these, I think it's called diazepam, and you would take it so that you could aim straight with the sniper rifle.
Okay.
But in this game, you could take it and it would bring your stress down a little bit, I think, as well, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. So what did you have that was so brilliant?
Well, Amnesia.
Oh, gosh.
That game. Okay, first of all, scariest game out there. Fuck. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone's heard of Amnesia.
Yeah, I know.
At one point or another.
I just want to make sure they know. It's just the scariest game ever. It's an indie game, and it was on PC. Still is on PC and not coming to any consoles, I don't think, ever, because of the fact that it's extremely, like, you need a mouse to do that. It's very precise.
Yeah.
But essentially, you have a sanity meter.
Oh, really?
You have a sanity meter as well as health.
That's a good
one. Now, you have two things in your. Whenever you pull up your inventory, you have a picture of a brain, or you have a picture of, and you have a picture of a heart underneath, or vice versa, like up, over, and under.
Okay.
The heart.
I imagine the brain is on top.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember, but yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
So the brain is the sanity, obviously, and the heart is the health. Okay. Now, there's no actual meter it's just along the lines of, if you get hit once, you look at your heart and you start seeing like small holes in it, kind of like it's like a smoker's heart or something.
Okay.
Like a bad smoker's heart. And then just as you keep getting hit more.
I'm sorry, I got to point this out. Isn't it a smoker's lung that starts to look like shit?
Well, the heart looks bad too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't get gets clogged. They don't get holes in them though.
Well, no. But I mean, like, I'm not talking about holes. I'm talking about like it looks like a bit of like blisters on it and stuff. I don't know.
All right.
And then as it gets worse, you see like literal like pieces of flesh hanging off the heart and stuff. So it's kind of like you're really like fucking dying.
Okay.
What
about the sanity meter thing?
Sanity meter, your brain just turns colors.
Okay.
But the best thing about that is that you'll get more insane if you stay in the dark longer. Okay. Which there's a hell of a lot of dark in that game. So you have to try and get to the light as much as possible.
But
the light shows where you are. Oh, and the goodness. Enemies will see you. And you don't have any weapons, so you can't attack them.
Are there no weapons in the whole game?
Oh, no weapons in the whole game. That's can either run or hide. That's it.
That's very cool.
So if they see you, then you just run or hide. And essentially, when you're hiding in the dark, you start going insane. And also, whenever you see an enemy, it brings down your insanity quickly.
It brings down your insanity?
Yeah.
Well, because you're freaking out from the tension, but once you see it, you're like, okay. Like,
as long as you're looking at an enemy, it's bringing it down.
Ah.
And this is the best part.
What if, like, one is chasing you, and you know it's behind you? Does it start going up faster than ever?
No.
Okay.
It's only when you're looking at them. But you do hear your character, as you go insane, you hear your character going, and also, you start hearing like this noise. And you know what that is? It's grating your teeth.
Oh, really?
It's your character grating his teeth.
That's terrible.
And even better, as you continue this, you're even scared of creepers. From Minecraft.
Endermen, actually.
Creepers. Okay, not as bad, but still.
Endermen. Whoa. They pop up right behind you.
Well,
never playing this game again.
So, Amnesia, the best part about it is that whenever your sanity goes too low, I forgot to start the timer again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, well. We'll have a longer episode today. So if ever your sanity goes too low,
okay.
You'll start seeing things.
Okay.
You'll also start feeling like you have bugs crawling over your eyes. You'll see them.
You see the bugs?
You see like cockroaches crawling over your screen. And then on top of that, there's certain pictures where if you look at them, they changed completely.
Oh, wow.
Like there's a picture of this guy who owned the castle, I think. And you look at his face normally, he looks like a normal like medieval guy, whatever. Okay. But then you look at him while you're insane, and it looks like a cockroach split in two with the jaws open and shit. Aww. It looks fucking... Whoa.
That's cool. Like the Predator.
Yeah.
His mouth thing.
Well, I'll show you afterwards, and you'll be like, that's disgusting.
Freaky.
So yeah, that's really cool. And the only way you can get your sanity back is by either standing in light, but it only brings it back up to a certain point.
We're seeing a psychologist.
Well, but there are none, so...
Damn.
They're all dead. or completing puzzles brings your sanity up.
Ah, smart.
Next, what's your next game?
Actually, I wanted to go back to for a second. You were talking about the whole, like, being in the light, you know, and whatnot. That actually did remind me of Metal Gear Solid 4. I don't know if it's like this in all the levels, but, like, you're in the Middle East, right? And as you're in the sun, you're in the heat and stuff, your stress starts to go up as well. So you might actually want to spend some time like under a table or something or just in any sort of shade. But you spend most of your time under tables anyway.
Yeah.
And that's how you sort of bring your stress down just a little bit. Hmm. Now, on to my next one that I had written down. I forget. I didn't write it. That's it. A slow motion meter, and this isn't any particular game. But games
Max
where you
Payne,
have a meter,
for example.
Okay, Max Payne. I knew you'd have one.
Well, because Payne is notorious for that.
Okay, perfect. I think I was thinking of this old game called Stronghold or something. Old, like early PS3 Xbox game. John Woo's Stronghold, I think is what it was called. Anyways,
never played it.
Okay.
Oh wait, I've heard of it. You but have? I never actually played it.
Okay.
I remember the cover art.
There you go.
That's all.
I think in that, and I never even played it myself. But I think that's one of the games where you have a slow motion meter, where you know it builds up over time. You know, just give it enough time.
Yeah.
And then you unleash it, and then it's in slow motion, and then it drains out.
Max Payne was nice with that because it gave you abundance of it. Abundance.
Yeah.
But it's just because that's what the whole game was based around. It was the slow motion was the best.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever play the Matrix game?
Nope.
The Matrix game was really cool. Like, I don't know. Maybe if I played it today, like, it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I rented it a couple of times when I was a kid. And then years and years later, I actually bought the game. Like, I was just crazy about it. Anyways, I'm pretty sure this game had slow motion. It had the bullet time.
Yeah.
Which is, like, really understandable for the Matrix.
Well, duh.
Yeah, they had bullet time, except I don't think that there was any meter or anything on it. I think it was just, like, if you pull off the right moves, if you jump through the air this way, you know, then you get bullet time. I think. I don't remember.
Nice.
Wicked game, though. Awesome, awesome game. You should seriously play. It had some awesome, like, fighting moves and stuff.
So.
What have you got?
I've got. So, I Am Alive.
Oh, yes.
It is a survival game based in the post-apocalyptic future, and it's essentially this weird, I don't know, maybe something blew up, chemical flowed across the town or something.
Oh, it's one of those, like, it's the apocalypse, but we're not going to describe it.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. I like that sometimes. Keeps things simple.
Yeah. I mean, well, you just see, like, the trailer had a guy walking down the street and then buildings were falling and clouds of dust everywhere. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all you know. But anyways, it's really interesting because your stamina bar counts as your running, counts as your breathing for if you go into areas with too much ash and stuff in the air.
Okay.
Or too much dust, then,
your breathing.
Your stamina bar will start going down slowly. It also works as you're climbing, too, so you have to balance this all out.
Oh, climbing. I didn't think of that. Metal Gear Solid had the climbing one, too.
Really? Stamina bar like that?
Yeah. I think they did that in that game so that you wouldn't, like, hang on edges and just hide like that the whole time. You know, at some point you had to come up and, yeah, climbing, like, hanging on a ledge wasn't, like, the best way to get around your enemies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was interesting because you could use bottles of water and stuff to bring up your stamina.
Okay.
And then if you forced yourself, which is actually like you press a certain button constantly to force yourself to continue if your stamina bar went to zero.
Okay.
It will eat away at your stamina bar and make your max stamina less.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like you're really hating yourself as you're doing this. So you really want to conserve all that.
You don't ever want to do that.
You don't ever want to do that, no. But sometimes you have to. And then you have to find certain items, like certain health items that will bring back some of your stamina.
Hmm. Speaking of stamina bars, actually, you reminded me. There's a whole bunch of fighting games or like, say, look at Oblivion and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they have like a fatigue bar, right?
Yeah.
You have a fatigue bar, and like, if you're fighting, basically this gets you to not be, like, a crazy wild fighter. Just, you know, attack, because you'll run out your bar real quickly, and then you'll take more damage, and you'll do less damage and stuff. I just wanted to ask you, like, how do you feel about those? Are you just like, fuck the bar, I'm swinging like a crazy maniac? Or what?
Depends on the game. If there's a lot of enemies, like, example, Dead Island, I'd like the... Like, I don't, by the way, just stating now so that I don't look horrible, I don't play Dead Island single player because that makes me look like an idiot.
You've told me this like 30 times now.
I have to. I have to tell the viewers too. It's only fun with friends. if you're playing by yourself, the animations are terrible. The storyline is terrible. The graphics are terrible.
My goodness, you just hate this game.
But it's so fun to play with friends because it's just so stupid.
Okay, okay.
And then there's things like I picked up a shovel and then modded it. Or no, I had a mace that had a skull on it instead of a metal thing.
Okay.
And then I modded it and now there's tiny flamethrowers coming out of each of the eyes of the skull mace. I don't even know.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And this wouldn't even do much damage to an enemy, but for some reason it sets them on fire.
Okay, okay.
Somehow electrocuting zombies does something.
So what does Dead Island have in terms of...
They just have that stamina bar where running, jumping, attacking, all one bar.
Right, that's the same thing that we get in Oblivion and stuff. I actually don't know about Skyrim. I haven't played that one in forever. I played it like once.
I think it has a stamina bar, yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I haven't played it in a while, too.
I recall Fight Night. You know that old fighting game? EA Sports fighting game?
Fight Night. I've never played it, though.
It was like an early generation. Like it was a big game for like the early Xbox and early PS3. Xbox 360, I should say. But anyways, like I went over to my friend's house and he's playing this game. And he's basically like not paying any attention to his fatigue bar, you know? And he's like, man, why is this guy destroying me every time? Like, I'm not doing any damage. And I'm like, seriously? Like, are you that stupid? You're swinging like an idiot. You get this green little bar that keeps going all the way down. Like, I figured it out as soon as I saw. But no, he's like, you know, every single punch he throws is a haymaker. He's just like a maniac. I mean, I'm sure if I played against him, I would have beat him, like, right away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes you need some tact in these games. I think Demon Souls had something like that, didn't it?
Yes.
And
Dark Souls.
Wait, I seriously can't remember. It did have a fatigue thing.
They both do.
And that's definitely one of those games where...
Running/attacking.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's definitely one of those games where you wanted to wait for it to come back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go
and like dodging too. Person. It worked for dodging too.
Yep.
And blocking. If you block, it uses it up slowly, and every hit takes a chunk out of it.
Gosh, that game's just so damn hard. Good stuff, though. Fun game.
Hey, and I've got another one that's a game that everyone loves, most people that play it.
I'm sensing sarcasm.
No, I'm not. No, not sarcastic at all. I swear. Prince of Persia.
Is that sarcastic?
No, Prince of Persia.
Are you talking about the new one?
I'm talking about all of them. They have the sand, like they have
the sands.
The whatchamacallit? What do you call that thing?
Sands of time. An hourglass.
An hourglass. There you go. You have the hourglass, and you can rewind time as long as you have enough saved up.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That was a smart.
And that's really cool. I love. It's so cool to watch your character just undie.
But there was like no way that they could do that. They could have that feature without like a bar to regulate you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that it wouldn't even be like technically possible for the game to let you rewind all the time
as far back as you want. I think the first game was it let you like it had the amount.
Okay.
But it was unlimited technically, but only for 20 seconds.
Okay.
So really? You could rewind the past 20 seconds over and over and over and over and
over
again.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Retry and retry the same spot.
Right. Well, is that how it always was?
No, then there was another one where it would use up, like, you had two or three slots.
Uses?
Yeah, uses.
Okay.
And then you would have to hold down the button, otherwise it would use it if you hold it down for like one... like half a second holding it down and then letting go by accident.
I remember that.
And if you clicked again, you would use the second slot.
Yeah, I remember that because...
That was annoying though.
Because I would get frustrated because like you'd hold the button, whatever, R2 or whatever, and it wouldn't activate right away sometimes.
Yeah.
So like you press it and you're like, it's not working. So you let go and then it goes, you know, you just lost a use.
Yeah.
Oh man. Wow, I can't imagine.
That was annoying, but I mean... The rewinding is still cool.
Totally.
And then you could use it in different ways in the latest Prince of Persia. Like, you could use it to attack. Like, what? You could use it to... Yeah, you could use it to attack a certain attack. You like a whirlwind or something for one. Oh, or spinning blades. Okay. And then the next... Like, there was also a slow down time attack everyone.
And that same bar is used for everything.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I think we've run out of steam on this little topic here.
Yeah.
We are now at something like 50 minutes, but who knows?
We don't have a furry game this week, sorry.
Oh, shoot. I totally forgot about
it. Well,
this is what happens when I don't have a script.
Not this week. There's...
Actually, real quick, okay. We got a furry game.
Well, let's save it for another time when we can actually talk about
it. Don't worry. It's a really small thing, and okay. I never even played it. I was on the PSN, PlayStation Store, and I was trying to... I was looking for something to buy, and I saw this game called Geronimo Stilton. Have you ever heard of this name before?
Isn't it like a book series or something
for kids? Okay, so you've heard of this. Geronimo Stilton and some weird thing, and it's like, I don't know, some puzzle game. Where you just go in and you solve some puzzles. It's probably really easy.
Oh, okay.
And like, it had a really bad rating on the store itself. It was, like, 2 stars or something. And that's really harsh. Like, they give everything 4 stars to 5, you know?
Yeah.
On the store.
It might have been full of bugs and stuff.
Maybe, yeah. I have no idea.
Or just too expensive.
But I was really tempted to buy it just because of this show. You know, just to have something to talk about. Just
because
it's stupid, too? Yeah. I just want to see what it's about. I want to play the underdog game, you know? No, I ended up buying Hotline Miami instead. Well, but like, good. I wanted to buy the furry game because, I forgot to mention, the main character is like a fox. And I think all of his friends are, you know, other animals and stuff like that.
Was he a fox or a mouse?
He might be a mouse. I have no idea. I think he was red.
Yeah, I think he's a red mouse.
I think he was like orange or
unless
something.
I'm thinking of some completely different thing because the one that I'm thinking of is a children's book series.
That's it. I looked it up and I was like, what is this game? I've never heard of it before. You know, why does it even exist?
why are you in this life?
Yeah, and then I looked it up and it's this book series. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That's why it's a licensed product. That's why it has such a terrible rating.
Maybe next week we could try and come up with games that have been inspired by book series / based off of book series.
You're talking about for the topic?
Yes.
Jeez, I don't think I can think of any of those.
I have two games that are number one and number two of the series.
All right, that's what we're going to do.
And we can probably find more. I mean, even if it's shitty games, I mean, we could come up with something. We could look at video reviews of them. Like, not video reviews, but look at a little bit of gameplay and be like, this game was shit. Or this game was good.
That's true. We will not have played very many of these games. I don't know. I might be able to think of one. You know, I've heard The Last of Us is very inspired by The Road.
I heard that it wasn't inspired by it at all. And that people were just saying that it was inspired by The Road.
I don't know. I watched The Road. And like, no, just like the mood. The mood of it.
Oh, yeah, but
and sort of the idea of,
the like, developers said supposedly that it wasn't actually inspired by that.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, and
that
sure.
People were just saying it was so similar that they must have been inspired by it.
They are very similar in some ways. You know, the whole guy taking the smaller kid through the horrible world and
shit
whatnot.
Happening everywhere and everything sucking.
Yeah, maybe not inspired by The Road, but very...
Very similar.
Yes, there you have it.
But it was so good because of that.
Yep.
That movie was so good. And Viggo Mortensen was really good in that, too.
Great. Good movie. Good movie and good game.
Yep.
We need more apocalypses.
Well, good movie, Road, and good game, Last of Us.
Yeah. There's not a Road game. They'd probably totally butcher it. Oh, imagine the Road game.
That wouldn't even... I mean, I'm sorry.
You'd just be capping everyone in the head.
It was good as a movie, but it wouldn't be good as a game because it doesn't contain any action or anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It would be like Dear Esther, but higher budget, and that wouldn't go well because not a lot of people would buy it.
That's true. Well, as we wrap up this episode, I want to remind everyone that if you want to write into us, our email is... Well, you tell them.
Well, first of all, just before we do that, I just want to say I just because I think that might have come across as me talking bad about Dear Esther... Dear Esther is good.
Oh,
we're not talking bad about
it. Totally.
I'm just saying that as a higher budget game, they would have spent more money on it, therefore it would have cost more money, therefore it wouldn't have made sales because Vireths are only sold because it was $10 and stuff, because most people wouldn't buy it at $60.
Okay, I don't think anyone's judging you anymore. Don't worry.
Okay. But you know what I mean, I hope so.
You totally explained yourself, don't worry. So, you write into us at... Okay, well, now they know. We've exposed our secret that we're using a paper.
Pawsbuttoncast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Pause and... is P-A-W-S.
Honestly, if they're listening just to this, case, I think they know by now.
I know, but...
Gmail is G-M-A. We actually got an email. We got an email.
We did?
Yes.
We didn't check it.
No. Don't worry. I got an email. I mean, I looked. I saw it. Informing us that we have a follower. And someone I even know.
Good.
That's amazing. Good. We will most likely read your email on the air if you send us one. As we just demonstrated. We go crazy for emails.
Yeah, we're just like, oh my god, an email!
Yeah. This is a limited time offer. Actually, it's probably not that limited. It'll be a couple months or so.
Also, our for affinities.
Yes, our for affinities. I had it written there.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on. Next week's topic is going to be, and I guess we'll go with your thing.
Yeah.
Games inspired by books.
Yep.
That's an interesting one.
It is.
I had a different topic. I'll hold on to it for next time.
Yeah.
I'll keep it secret. If you guys know of any of these, like if you know of one, since they are so rare, send it to us.
Well, I mean, can I just name mine now? Just so that they don't name that one, because they'll know that that's going to be wasted.
What is it?
Metro 2033.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. I'll hold on to it.
And Metro Last Light, because it's the same exact.
Of course.
Yeah.
We're not going to do a little discussion on this because
nope.
We've been going on for too long. If you have anything else you want to submit to us, like a song or a furry favorite game, which we will definitely have one next week. We've been lazy these past few weeks. Send it to us. We'd really appreciate it. My fur affinity is Alabaster.
With an R-E.
Yes, again. T-R-E. Alabaster. You should be able to spell it yourself.
And mine is Laces with a Z.
No. Oh. With an S.
With an S. Oh, shoot. Yes. Okay. Laces with an S. Even though it's supposed to be a Z. That's the name, but the account was taken.
Yep. We've been over this.
We have.
They've been over this.
L-A-C-E-S.
We hope to see you and hear from you next week. I don't know why I wrote that. See you. Doesn't make any sense. We hope to read
your emails. We can't even hear you either. Hear you later. See you later.
We hope to read your words next week. Until then.
Sometime this coming week. During the week, even.
Until then. Goodbye. Hold on, well, how's it going to sound natural to this person? I just went, beep, and I might even cut that out. No, thank you. Did I go up or down?
You went down, you went, beep.
Okay.
Boop.
Boop. And we're back.
We have to put that in. We have to keep that in. Okay, so anyways,
no way, hold on.
That was, no, it's fine, we can
continue. Oh no, we can just do the boop again. I'm serious, I'm sorry.